I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Scientists and surgeons are looking to regenerative medicine to provide a new approach to healing the body after physical trauma. To talk about the science of regenerative medicine for the healing of wounds is Dr. Michael Yost. He's an associate professor of surgery and director of research for general trauma and acute care surgery at MUSC. Dr. Yost, tell us a bit about the research that's going on related to the healing of wounds.
Let me tell you a quick story. About 2003, my son was bitten by a dog, and he had a lot of facial trauma. And the plastic surgeons did the best they could to reconstruct it, but he still had a big scar. And I looked at that, and I said, we need to do better. And one of the things that we can do better is start to take advantage of the body's own ability to regenerate. Your skeletal muscle has particular cells called satellite cells who can build new muscle. And we're trying to take advantage of those and new materials to regenerate your own tissue and not scar.
And how do you start that process? Tell us a bit about what the steps look like in your research.
The first place we start is we have to get a biopsy of the patient's own tissue, because the more you are, the better off you are. So we take a biopsy of your own tissue, we expand it in culture, we get your cells, we put them on particular materials that we've developed, and then we can transplant them back to help regenerate the tissue.
And is this just in the research stage, or are patients actually receiving the benefit of this already?
This is still in the research phase, but we're really working very, very diligently to get it through FDA so we can start treating patients. We're looking at about a 5 to 7 year horizon to get it into the clinic.
Dr. Yost, how do scientists in the lab and surgeons at MUSC work together in this kind of research?
Everyone on the team brings a different perspective. We have the scientists, we have the engineers, and we have the surgeons, and we need each perspective. The surgeons need to tell us what the real problem is. One of the unique features about biomedical engineering versus all the other engineering fields is in the other fields, we can get very, very close to the problem and experience the problem and really understand it keenly. In biomedical engineering, we really need the surgeon to be with us. They're the ones with their hands on the problem. They're the ones who can experience it very, very particularly. And then they have to translate that, what is the need, back to the scientists and the engineers, so then we can create solutions. But when we create those solutions, we got to take it back to the clinicians and say, is this workable? Is this feasible? Will this fit in the way you treat patients?
A lot of brainstorming, I bet.
A lot of brainstorming, but it's a lot of fun. It's very interesting. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
What else is going on that listeners might want to know about related to this same topic?
So related to the same topic is a much broader field of tissue engineering and regenerative medicine, where we're looking at regenerating pancreases to treat type 1 diabetes. We're looking at regenerating liver to treat cirrhotic livers. We're looking at a lot of things we're trying to do. Another one that's of particular interest to me is we're trying to build kidney patches where we can bridge people off of dialysis and keep them on their own kidneys with a much higher quality of life, much longer.
And is research going on in each of those areas?
Yes, research is going on in all of those areas here at MUSC in regenerative medicine.
Dr. Yost, thank you for providing this information about regenerative medicine research.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.